This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio. Third hour on Newsmax TV. We're growing fast all over the United States. One of the fast-growing radio shows in America, and probably the fastest-growing TV show in the United States of America. And I told you so. I told you yesterday people weren't going to like that Robert Mueller went after Donald Trump for sex issues. He went after him for Stormy Daniels. He went after him for Tara McDougal's affair. He went after him for the Access Hollywood tape. What has any of this got to do with running the United States of America? And sure enough, a new poll is out. Robert Mueller loses majority support after FBI raids Trump's lawyer. I told you so. I tried to tell everyone. I told you on the radio show in USA. Then I told you in the third hour on the Newsmax TV hour. I said you cannot have a special counselor, a special prosecutor, spend tens of millions of taxpayer money based on Russian collusion that never happened, then violate attorney-client privilege, raid the attorney's office, and the reason for the raids is sex, sex, and sex, and affair, and affair, and affair. You can't do that. The American people are going to get angry, and sure enough, they are. Prior to what many are describing as Mueller's unprecedented stunt, the special counsel was held in high regard by a majority of the public. Back in October, 52% believed Mueller's investigation is an honest attempt to determine criminal wrongdoing. That number is now down to 46%. Moreover, the number of voters who now see Mueller's probe is a partisan witch hunt has jumped a full 8 points, from 32% to 40%. Overall, public opinion moved against Mueller by a full 14 points. What was a 20-point favorable rating is now just a 6-point advantage. The loss of Mueller's support among a majority of voters is also worth noting. And this is just because the average person doesn't pay attention. The people who listen to Wayne Root's show and Rush Limbaugh's show and Michael Savage's show are probably 98% against Robert Mueller because we tell you the truth. Here's the reason why people are so mad, those who are listening. Remember, 90% of all the people never listen. They just are too busy going about their lives, or it's a combination. Some of them are just ignorant. They're called Democrats. And then the rest are just busy living their lives, raising their families, going to work each day. They don't have time to study everything happening in the world of news. And they tune into me or Rush or Savage or Hannity or Glenn Beck or whoever, Laura Ingraham, to find out the highlights of what went on yesterday. And they depend on us to give them some news. But most people don't pay attention for whatever reason. The ones who are paying attention, are like 70% or more against Mueller. And the ones who are Republican conservative and listen to conservative talk radio, who really pay attention, are 98% against Mueller. FBI sought records related to Access Hollywood tape during the Cohen raid. Isn't that what I told you yesterday? It was about an affair, another affair, and about a tape about sex. Is this why we hired a special prosecutor? No, it's not. And that's why I called him a pervert yesterday. That's what he is. He's a pervert. And you know what's funny? Liberals were angry as could be at me. Oh, my gosh. I got so many hundreds of emails from liberals because liberal sites all put my name in headlines that I called Robert Mueller and said the whole investigation is about sex and he's a sex pervert. And they put that in headlines. And so lots of liberals tweeted me and emailed me. And here's what's interesting. Back in the 1990s, when Bill Clinton was being investigated by Ken Starr, and it turned out to all be about Monica Lewinsky, I remember liberals calling Ken Starr a sex pervert. They called him a sex pervert, and he's studying Clinton's sex life, and he's investigating Clinton's sex life, and that's not what America's about, and your sex life is your own personal business. Yeah, you know, why would we have a special investigator studying the sex life of the president? But as I said yesterday, Ken Starr had every right to. because it was a president having sex with an intern in the White House, and then while he's president, and then lying about it under oath. All fantastic reasons to investigate a president and to impeach a president. All very valid reasons. This is an investigation about something Donald Trump did 10 years ago as a private citizen. It has nothing to do with his presidency. He didn't lie under oath. It wasn't with an intern. It wasn't in the White House. It wasn't while he was president. And it was consensual. None of it is anyone's business. And what he said in an Access Hollywood tape is none of anyone's business. However, I was pre-law, 4 years at Columbia University, and I'm a smart guy. I think like a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV and radio. I've been a lawyer spokesman all over the United States in ads on TV and radio for 15 years now. And so I do play a lawyer on TV. And so I'll play a lawyer right now. I know where this guy is going. I know where Mueller's going. What he wants is he wants to make a case not out of the sex or the affairs and not out of the Access Hollywood quote-unquote sex tape with Trump talking about sex. He wants to make all of this about bribes and about violating campaign finance law without disclosing that you paid somebody off to get rid of their story with the National Enquirer, or you personally or your lawyer paid somebody off, Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal paid off by a guy who happens to be named David Pecker. No, I'm not making a sex joke. The name of the head of the National Enquirer, the publisher, is David Pecker. He's one of Donald Trump's best friends in the world, and he paid $100,000 or so to Karen McDougal, and then he decided not to run the story. They're going to try and make a case that's fraud. But that wasn't why a special counselor was named. He was named about Russian collusion that never existed, and they knew it never existed. Don't you understand the trick of Democrats? This is why when Obama was president, he sicked the IRS on Wayne Allyn Root. He sicked the IRS on me, the guy you're listening to right now. And the IRS tried to destroy my life. Because their thought was, let's go after Wayne Root, let's study every inch of his life, and we'll find something. We don't know there's anything wrong, but let's go on a fishing expedition, and it's probably going to happen. We're going to find something. Thank God they didn't find anything. I didn't owe a penny. I did nothing wrong. Thank God they couldn't catch me on one single thing wrong. But they're going after Trump, and they're thinking, well, let's go on a fishing expedition, and we'll find something. And what they think they found is that Trump, to cover up an affair as a private citizen 10 years ago, made a payoff to Stormy Daniels. And that Trump's best friend, David Pecker, runs publisher and runs the National Enquirer, paid off a gal, Karen McDougal, to cover up an affair with Donald Trump. And they're going to tie that to the election and say, he made them go away, that's campaign finance fraud, or that's banking fraud. And then he must have paid someone to make the Access Hollywood tape go away. So they wanted evidence that Michael Cohen is always the personal lawyer of Trump who's involved in all this stuff. Eh? Wayne's a smart guy, huh? I just figured the entire case out of Robert Mueller. And guess what? You can't do this. The American people are going to grab pitchforks and they're going to come to Washington and you're going to be very sorry because you have decided to an unelected person, Robert Mueller, and a bunch of unelected bureaucrats and prosecutors are trying to take down the elected president of the United States. We elected him. We don't care what affair he had. We don't care about Karen McDougal. We don't care about Stormy Daniels. We certainly don't care about the Access Hollywood tape. We all heard it, and we voted for Trump anyway. And you're trying to turn over the results of the election that you lost. That's all this comes down to. And that's why he's lost majority support after the FBI raids. Here's another thing they found, the FBI raids. Dirty cop Mueller and the FBI nabbed RNC, Republican National Committee, Finance Committee documents with Michael Cohen's computers. Really? Did you have a right to get that? Did you? This is absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Basically, they wiretapped Trump to find out everything he was saying to try and steal and fix the election. And now once the election's over, they want to steal all the information from the RNC, the Republican National Committee, of how they raise money. So here it is. Here's what Rush Limbaugh had to say. They have no limits. They have no parameters. The Justice Department has not limited the scope of Mueller's investigation. So here's what this also is. As it stands now, the Mueller investigation is probably going to be the biggest, most massive opposition research operation ever conducted in American politics. And with this investigation having no bounds and no limits, this team could go anywhere to find out anything. In fact, for the presidential election in 2020, this is a godsend. a team of Obama-Hillary donors investigating every aspect of a sitting president that they detest. An opposition research festival that has been sanctioned by law, an opposition research investigation that could go anywhere as deep as it wants to dredge up anything they could find on a sitting president, and to heck with what comes of the investigation. The data being produced here, I mean, as much as things leak now, it wouldn't be a challenge at all to have some of whatever they find end up in the presidential campaign of 2020. This is all about defeating Donald Trump. This is me now, not Rush Limbaugh. This is all about defeating Donald Trump. Fortune magazine reports, the raid which incensed President Trump to the point that he declined to rule out firing Mueller not only shined a spotlight on yet another Trump associate, Michael Cohen, but but also puts it indirectly on the Republican National Committee. Cohen is the deputy finance chairman of the RNC. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Cohen's the deputy finance chairman of the RNC, which is responsible for the bulk of its fundraising operations, and is the third member of the committee, including the former chairman, to have come under severe scrutiny in as many months. Oh, now I get the whole thing. Steve Wynn out-fundraised the Democrats by 2-1. The Democrats are getting killed in fundraising. So the Democrats have used their lackeys in the media to go after all the people that successfully raised the money for the RNC and Donald Trump. They took down Steve Wynn. Now they're taking them down Stephen Cohen. Michael Cohen. Wow. In March, the New York Times reported that Elliot Broidy, who, like Cohen, serves as deputy finance chairman of the RNC, is under scrutiny for using his access to Trump to advocate for softer policy towards Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in order to procure lucrative contracts for his contracting company. This was reported by the New York Times. Wow. The Times also reported that Broidy used his access to Trump as a marketing fodder for his clients, offering favors like a trip to Mar-a-Lago and tickets to VIP events. This is criminalizing what everyone who's ever raised money has ever done for the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or any president or any senator. They have weaponized, and criminalized. Wade Allyn-Root, War Now. We'll be right back. Now I get the entire dirty thing. Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. States. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, on USA Radio Newsmax TV. You're a SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, relentless patriot, capitalist evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. Warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country blessed by God. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. They've been around for 30 years. How's that for credibility? 30 years as an upstanding company, and their main product has outsold, outbeaten, outproduced, outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. Not for a year, not for a month, not for a week, not for a decade. Since 1970. Let's see, 70 to 80 to 90, 2000, 2010, 2020. So almost 50 years it's beaten the Dow 3-1. So contact Tangible Investments, ask them about their products, and they will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle. It's 1 ounce coin made out of silver. It's worth about $20. It's yours free. Give it to your kids. Let them learn about money, the value of money, and start their coin collection. Call 1-800-780-9000. 1-800-780-9000. Make the call now. Be among the first 100. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We are at 844-WAR-NOW-1. The phone number is back. We are back. We had some moving issues for 2 weeks now where phones had to be reconnected and the 800 number to be brought back on, toll-free number. And so we're back in the game. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. Numerically, 844-927-6691. A couple things I want to talk about. A lot of millennials in the news, millennials in the news, acting like they have all the answers, and they know about guns, and they know about this, they know about that. New study is out. 4 in 10 millennials, more than one-fifth of millennials in the United States, haven't heard of the Holocaust. They don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. So you're putting your life and the policies of America in the hands of young people who are so ignorant and uneducated and dumbed down, they've never even heard of the Holocaust. 4 in 10. You're talking about 22% of all millennials. It's a new study published today on Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day. The study was commissioned by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, conducted by Schoen Consulting. It also found that 11% of U.S. adults haven't heard of the Holocaust or aren't sure if they did. Additionally, 41% of millennials believe 2 million Jews or fewer were killed. 6 million Jews were actually killed by Nazi Germany and its accomplices. Two-thirds of millennials, two-thirds, could not identify what Auschwitz was. A majority of Americans surveyed, 70%, agreed with a statement reading, fewer people seem to care about the Holocaust as much as they used to. 58% of Americans believe something like the Holocaust could happen again. Just an amazing study, if you ask me. Now on to other more integral and significant polls. The Daily Presidential Tracking Poll of Rasmussen has Trump at 50%. Do you understand what's been going on? Stormy Daniels. Now we're bringing in Kara McDougall. Now we're bringing in the Access Hollywood locker room tape again. Donald Trump's in big trouble. Donald Trump's going to be indicted. The Republicans are going to lose the House. Paul Ryan's retiring because things are this horrible. These are the headlines every day. And don't forget, Trump's lawyer is dirty and rotten and a criminal. We're raiding his offices. Oh, my God, they're bad, bad people. Trump's at 50% approval. After all of that, 50% approval of Trump's job performance and 49% disapprove. So 50 to 49, Donald Trump is actually ahead in positive territory, with 93% of news coverage being negative since the day he was elected president. Why would that be? I guess it's because the U.S. weekly jobless claims came out, and they're below 300,000 for the longest streak in history. And the numbers look fantastic. I guess it's because U.S. corporations now expect the best first quarter profits in the history of America. Net income after taxes are expected to increase 14%, an unheard of number. I guess it's because the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, just said the Trump tax cuts are boosting growth and mostly paying for themselves. There was a new report out, and media trumpeted all over the country that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said the deficit's getting huge, the debt's getting bigger. They never said a word when Obama increased it by $10 trillion, and he did it by stealing my money and giving it to poor people on welfare. But now that Trump gave me a little bit back of my own money, they're bringing up deficits and debt again. But they forgot to mention the same CBO said that the GDP growth for this year will be 3.3%, the highest in over a decade. Trump is winning. Trump signed an order to require recipients of federal aid programs to work. You got to work to get on welfare and food stamps. Trump is winning. That's what they're trying to hide from you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Right back at you. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War.
You
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump hosted business leaders. He then also shared some of the economic highlights of 2018.
A typical family of four earning $75,000 a year will see their tax bill slashed in half. Nobody thought they'd ever see that. Have a lot more money to spend. And we didn't get one Democratic vote. That's tough. In fact, I have to say, they want to increase your taxes. If they ever got into power, they have stated that they want to increase your taxes and spend money on things that you don't even want to know about. So we've doubled, very importantly, the child tax credit.
Model Janice Dickinson told a jury today that Bill Cosby raped her. Now, she was the fourth woman to take the stand in Cosby's sexual assault retrial in suburban Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 11.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Yeah.
Wayne Allyn Root's. Welcome back. Really good shoot today. We've got a great guest on. Before I get to him, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. It's interesting. It's fitting that this segment would be Tom Fitton of the Great Judicial Watch, because he's the one that after Sam Landis saved my bacon with the IRS assault on my life, ordered... watch, and garnered all my IRS files, and we found out all kinds of interesting information. But Sam Landis is the one who took on the IRS and actually beat them as a great tax attorney and as a tax expert who lectures at law schools on the topic of tax law. This guy is the best in the country. You get a free consultation. It is protected theoretically, although now we know that Donald Trump proves that there is no attorney-client privilege if the government's after you, if they really want you. But it's just Trump's. It's not the rest of us. So you will have attorney-client privilege when you discuss your taxes with Sam Landis, and you will have a free consultation, and he charges a very low flat fee, and you'll be out of it in a matter of a few months, and it is fantastic. And he saved my life, and I recommend him to everybody. Call the Landis Tax Group, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 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 with the letter U. With the letter U. That's important to note. It's not Y-O-U, it's U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS with anyone but Sam Landis. All right, we've got Tom Fitton standing by, the great Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, conservative, nonpartisan educational foundation, promotes transparency, accountability, and integrity in government, politics, and law. I always like to say I only know three people in the world who have incredible balls: Donald Trump, Wayne Root, and Tom Fitton. This guy is so brave in the media. You are amazing, Tom. I love you, and I think you're fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, I appreciate it. All we can do is tell the truth. If you can't tell the truth about what's going on and call it as you see it, then I don't know why we'd be involved in our nation's public life. I don't know.
Come on, there's got to be a point now where you doubt that America is going to make it if this is what America is. We're a banana republic now. I mean, we were a banana republic under Obama. When he was in charge, I expected, you know, bad things. But when Trump takes over and Republicans control every lever of government, and it's just as bad, the DOJ and the FBI are just as weaponized against conservatives, Republicans, including the president himself, isn't there a point you just go, we're beyond banana republic stage, we're not going to make it?
Well, I've already, you know, in my view, this has always been, it's been the case. The Obama administration, to the degree the DOJ and FBI had credibility, it was destroyed during the Obama administration. And the Trump presidency is exposing that in a dramatic way. But you're highlighting the issue we face. I mean, this is a threat to our constitutional republic. We have a president who's under attack by agencies over the fact, not because of anything he did wrong, just because they don't like him personally. And that's no way to run a railroad. And it's a shame that Donald Trump is the only politician in town who understands that. I don't, and even the greatest in Congress are not willing to take on Mueller directly. You know,
no, not only that, Republicans in Congress are threatening to pass a bill.
Things about him the other day, but Congress isn't investigating what Mueller's up to.
Tom, the Republicans are threatening to pass a bill that says Trump cannot fire Mueller. This is unbelievable.
That's right. But, you know, in many ways, it's more of the same, because they've been protecting Mueller. No matter what he's done, you can always count on a Republican to defend him in the Hill, certainly at the leadership level. Obviously, there are folks at the grassroots level and the backbench level who are more critical. But the leadership and the big committees haven't asked Jack of what Mueller's up to and what authorities he has and how much money he's spending and being aggressive the way they ought to be. This is the biggest Justice Department investigation in our lives, in our lifetimes, I mean. And so, but Congress is completely AWOL on monitoring it, providing.
Well, am I off?
And it falls to us. False as you
just said. Tom Fitton, this has come down to me, this is like a sex pervert investigation. We didn't hire, the United States taxpayers didn't hire and spend tens of millions to study Donald Trump's sex life before he became president. The only reason they raided the lawyer was, number one, the affair with Stormy, number two, the affair with Karen McDougal, number three, his Hollywood Access Hollywood tape, which is about sex. This entire thing has become sex. I remember when we were going after Clinton with Ken Starr. I remember all the liberals saying, well, Ken Starr's a sex pervert. He's just going after Clinton's sex life. It's none of your business. It's a private affair. It was an affair in the White House while he was president with an intern. Today, this is about things that happened 10 years ago when Trump was a private citizen. This is the most perverted sex investigation I've ever seen. It's got nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with America, nothing to do with anything that matters. It's Donald Trump's sex life from 10 years ago. Am I missing something?
I don't. I tweeted the other day, it's just the Hillary Clinton's campaign manager is running the Mueller investigation. There's nothing off limits. They're trying to relitigate the campaign, relitigate the election. And look, this Justice Department, without a blink of the eye, without blinking an eye, authorizes this abusive raid into Trump's lawyer's home, office, you name it. In the meantime, they've got more than enough evidence piled up to arrest Hillary Clinton right now, just based on the mishandling of classified information. But, oh, we can't do that. But we can target the president with an abusive criminal investigation and allow Mueller to expand it by laundering it through the Southern District of New York. I tell you, it is a crisis over at the Justice Department. We have to call it if we see it, and if the agency leadership won't fix it, the president needs to step in and do it himself. He's the president in the end, and he needs to make sure that his Justice Department isn't abusing the rule of law. And, you know, I know it's hard for him and, it's probably a difficult sale to convince people he's not doing it for himself. But he needs to understand, he needs to do it for the country.
But, I mean, President Trump, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, we're talking to Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, just a wonderful organization that has the cojones to stand up for all of us and do what's right and promote law and order and the rule of law. Nobody cares anymore, it seems like, in our banana republic, except Tom Fitton. And Tom, am I wrong? The president is the CEO, right? A CEO of a company can fire whoever he wants. He doesn't need a reason to fire Robert Mueller. He needs no reason. He could fire Mueller, Rosenstein. He had a right to fire Comey. He had a right to fire McCabe. The president could fire anybody he wants. How can anyone tell him you can't do that and what's your reason? You don't need a reason.
No, I don't think there are any legal impediments to firing him. There could be political consequences
right,
to doing that.
Correct.
But, you know, so be it.
So be it.
I don't think the American people are going to bat too much of an eye. Those who don't like President Trump are going to like him less.
Right.
But many Americans think Mueller's probably doing things that he probably shouldn't get into, and it's all politics, and they'll just move on.
No, I agree. Look, the people who hate Trump will never be won over. They don't matter anymore. They've given up their right. Their vote doesn't count. Their opinion doesn't count. They hate Trump. They want to assassinate Trump. They want to impeach Trump. They want to imprison Trump. Nothing you ever say will change their obsessive hatred of Trump. So you just ignore them from now on. They just don't matter, and their vote doesn't matter. They're going to do what they're going to do. You just ignore them, and you do whatever you need to do to keep 63 million Trump people excited. That's Trump voters. That's what I would do if I was President Donald Trump. You just keep our side motivated.
Let me say about the politics, Wayne. I don't know. You know, my instinct is, I don't know if you agree with me on this, I think even Trump's enemies are nervous about what happened in New York.
They should be.
I don't see too much in the way of excitement from the Washington establishment, either Democrat or Republican, about what the Justice Department did up there with Mueller's backing. And
right.
I think the politics here might be very different than the liberal media core would have you believe. I think people
yes.
are nervous the Justice Department's been unhinged by the Mueller operation.
Well, the latest poll shows that Mueller went down dramatically in the last couple of days because of this raid. Doesn't everybody believe in the sanctity, of attorney-client privilege? I mean, I'm a conservative Republican law and order guy, and I think that even if you're a mafia don, you have the right to speak to your attorney in confidence and privacy, and he can never talk about it like a priest. I've never heard that you could raid a lawyer's office and steal confidential conversations between the lawyer and their client. Makes me very scared that a brutal government can do whatever they want to do and fix it so you automatically go to jail for life if you can now raid the lawyers and turn them against the clients.
Well, in theory, it can be done, but just think of the circumstances. You just need to game it out, what the circumstances are that would require it. There's a lawyer of a terrorist who's helping a terrorist commit terrorist acts or advance his agenda. There's a mob lawyer who's helping a mobster do illegal acts or commit crimes of violence and things like that. There are many there are a few reasons why you might want to take on a lawyer for someone who's doing something wrong. Maybe the lawyer himself is doing something wrong.
But it's never been over sex and misdemeanors.
I mean,
right?
It's overkill. There's no
right.
doubt there's overkill and it was abusive.
Right. And I think I figured out today what it's about. I didn't figure this out till like an hour ago. You know, Steve Wynn was taken down because he outraised, as the head of the RNC fundraising, he outraised the Democrats 2-1. We were killing the Democrats. Steve Wynn was then gone. And then Elliot Broidy was taken down, who was the number two man. Now Michael Cohen, I didn't know till today, he was the number two deputy chief of fundraising for the RNC. Did you know that?
I did it, but this is why the raid was so outrageous. This to
right.
me was this is the keys to the kingdom. If you're looking to pry into the president's campaign, both past and future,
right? And that's the point. They're fixing elections here. They tried to fix the Democratic primary for Hillary to defeat Sanders, and they did. And then they tried to wiretap Trump so they could hand the information to Hillary's campaign and fix the election. They did, and they failed. And now they're trying to fix the 2018 and 2020 election. There's no question what these guys are up to.
As I point out, you talked about the IRS scandal. Remember, this Obama administration used the IRS to target the political opposition to ensure President Obama's reelection in 2012.
Correct.
Is there any doubt this same crowd would have used other government agencies, including the FBI and DOJ, which they also used along with the IRS in 2012, to target Trump and save Hillary? No doubt.
No doubt. All right, Tom Fitton, President of Judicial Watch, conservative, nonpartisan, educational foundation. They are my heroes. I love Judicial Watch. I love what you do every day, Tom, but I love what you did for me personally against the IRS. Thank you, Tom. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you.
You can reach them at judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org, and send them donations. Tell them you love them, because we need them to keep doing what they're doing. Judicialwatch.org. Tom Fitton. Thank you, Tom. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Right back at you.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War. No. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Way out of the root war. Welcome back. This is war. Let's hope we don't go to war this weekend in Syria. I don't want us to go to war this weekend in Syria. I really don't. I think it'd be a mistake. I think it could be a false flag. I think the whole world is rooting for us to go to war with Syria as another distraction. We don't need that distraction. Trump's doing a great job with the economy. I don't want to distract things. But if bad things are happening, here's the perfect segue, right? The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. The reason gold is going up so sharply is that the world appears to be in trouble. Russia is telling its people to get ready and build bomb shelters and get your bomb shelter because nuclear war is about to start. I don't believe that, but it's certainly something to worry about. It's certainly something to consider. Everyone needs emergency food. As I mentioned on the show yesterday, I just seen a TV ad yesterday for insurance for your pizza. Some major pizza company has TV ads running. They must be spending $50 million on ads that say pizza insurance. If you drop your pizza when you leave our store, you come back in and we give you a brand new one. Pay an extra 50 cents, you have insurance on it. And so don't you need food insurance in case there is a nuclear war, in case there is the threat of a nuclear war, in case there is a shutdown of our communications and the internet? So 72-hour emergency food supply is only $17.76 each, plus free shipping, because you heard it on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Take action now, 888-524-6540. It's My Patriot Supply, 888-524-6540, or go to preparewithwayne.com, special website, preparewithwayne.com, just for the listeners of this show. The food lasts 25 years. Order several kits for every member of your family, $17.76 each only this week. Everyone in your family needs these. They'll only be available at this great price while limited units last. $17.76 for 72-hour emergency food supply, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. All right, we've got a caller. We'll take Frank in Las Vegas. Frank is on line one. You're on with Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, Frank, how are you?
You got me?
I got you. How you doing, man?
Who told you over? I so wanted it to be SOB, but who told you prevailing wage was going to be war? And you've never been able to take your rifle off your shoulder. It's tragic. We should be in happy days, and we're trying to figure out still how to annihilate the enemy, and that's what we have to do. We have to crush these rat bastards. But and speaking of one of which, this Schmucksterberger of Facebook First of all, he lied to Congress twice, and I can't even remember. As soon as I caught that, believe me, the one class I wish I had taken as between 7th and 8th grade that back then, and being half Mexican, it was back in those days, you remember, being a secretary was a girl's job. Even though executive secretaries command anywhere between 190 to 250,000 a year, and you know, not to diminish a sex. And the class I wish I had taken was shorthand, because I'm a lazy SOB, but I'm not a son of a butcher. the character, and I don't even care about the two lies. How many people raise their head and take an oath, and these cops? Let me tell you about this guy, and I'm going to use you as an example. You're a small stepping stone. You moved and lived where you live, knowing you had walls, you had defining lines, and you accepted that. And you pay into a committee. You have 24-hour security, Well, the property values might have dropped with Whorehouse Harry moving in.
We do a lot of inside talk here, Frank, and I want the average person to know what we're talking about. Because remember, you know, we're in Vegas, but this show's in many other cities. So what Frank's talking about is I live in Anthem Country Club, which is gated and walled. You pay a fee. You have great security. It's 24-hour security. They're armed with guns. And so I'm not embarrassed to admit I love walls. Walls are good. They protect my kids. And Whorehouse Harry is, of course, Harry Reid, the former United States Senator. That's the nickname we've affectionately given him here in Las Vegas, and it really isn't affectionate. But because he sold out to the highest bidder. We all believe that he went into Congress broke and ended it rich because he took payments under the table. That's what people think, allegedly, maybe, might have happened. That's why they call him Whorehouse Harry. And so he went in with nothing, and he left with millions and millions of dollars, and it's no secret that we all think it's bad stuff went on. And so Harry Reid is now my neighbor. He lives just a couple houses away from me. I could hit him with a stone, and sometimes that's exactly what I like to do. That's the background I wanted people to know, Frank. So anyway, continue from there.
Evidently, and our youngsters don't know what the word character means. And this Schmuckerberger from Facebook.
Well, now we're talking Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook.
You give him whatever dignity you want to give him. Boom. Okay. Not. It wasn't enough that he lied to Congress twice. And by the way, he was quite presentable and quite well rehearsed. His $1,200 and how many $1,200 an hour attorneys he had.
Oh, they coached him for weeks leading up to this, and he lied about everything. How do you know Zuckerberg's lying? His lips are moving. Come on. He said that silk and diamond, or diamond and silk, you know, oh, we'll revisit that. We made a mistake. And they just announced today nobody's ever called them. Nobody's contacted them. They're not undoing it. So far, they're frozen out, as usual.
Another lie. And you said everything. I only caught two when I was done, and I forgave him for the lie.
So many lies. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call. I haven't heard from you in a long time. Make sure you don't make this so far apart. Call again as often as you want. We'd love to hear from you, Frank. We'll speak to you soon. Hey, I got a letter here from one of my favorites, Larry. Larry says, Ward, don't fire the FBI crook. Just close down the funding in a continuing resolution and call it a budget-saving step. Don't fire Mueller. Just fire them all by closing down the funding. I like it, Larry. Wayne Allyn, Ward out. Be right back at you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.